Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris Perkins, columnist for the Sun Sentinel. He could not believe what he was seeing out there at Hard Rock Stadium yesterday. I'm imagining. I haven't spoken to him, but I'm imagining. And before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear. In Davie Park, could you believe your eyes with what you were seeing out there yesterday?
Man, I couldn't believe my eyes during the game. Couldn't believe the videos after the game, the locker room scene, players racing in laundry baskets, McDaniel rolling by elbow room. These dudes did a lot of stuff yesterday, man. A lot of stuff that we hadn't seen that was unbelievable. But, yeah, look, I mean, they had lost seven straight to Buffalo, and I think the Bills had scored at least 30 points in like six of those seven games. And so for the offense and the defense to come out there and put together that type of performance, I didn't expect it. And I'm still like pinching myself from what they did.
But Perk, what happened as you break the game down? Because Chris Greer was not letting Tua throw the ball. Like, Chris Greer couldn't have to do with all of this, could he? Like, what the hell happened?
Chris Greer, Jalen Phillips, pop a shot, you cut the dead weight, you beat the Buffalo Bills. I mean, come on. No, you know what? And here's the thing, Shannon, and what I wrote today in the Sun Sentinel is that I don't think that this team did anything that spectacular. Like, what we saw yesterday was the team that I thought that was going to be a 9-win team coming out of training camp. Yes, Achane rushed for a 174, and we're not going to see that every week, but Tua didn't do anything crazy. Waddle didn't do anything crazy. Jordan Brooks, Juju Brents, Jack Jones, Zach Sealer. I mean, I think most of them played up to their potential. Now, you know, Buffalo has been and is a better team than the Dolphins. I'm not saying the Dolphins are going to beat them 10 out of 10 times. But what I saw yesterday was a repeatable formula from the Dolphins. You know, you didn't see the operational errors of the delay of game and the personnel problems and getting guys to the huddle. You didn't see the penalties. You didn't see the blown coverages. You didn't see the missed tackles. It was just good, basic Dolphins football, the type that I do think they can repeat, you know, in these last seven games, and not predicting they're going to go 6-1 or 7-0 or anything crazy like that. But this wasn't a wildly out-of-character game for the Dolphins. That's what I saw yesterday.
Perk, before the game, and you talked about it with us yesterday on the pregame show, Waddle, we found out the Bills were very much looking to add him before the deadline. And then there was even some interest for Devon Achane. That was reported as well. I know it's just one game, but can we definitively say the Dolphins made the right choice by not moving on from Waddle, especially to a division rival in Buffalo, and then Devon Achane? Because, man, he's special, special.
100% they made the right choice. And that's what I told y'all yesterday on the pregame show. I would not trade Jalen Waddle to a division rival, number one. Number two, I wouldn't give Josh Allen exactly what he needs. You have to play this man twice a year, and then maybe again in the playoffs. So, no, I'm not helping out the Buffalo Bills. I'm not weakening my team. The Dolphins didn't need to have a fire sale at the trade deadline, and I'm glad to see that they didn't. You need to still have some talent next season. Even if it's a major rebuild, you can't give Tua nothing, right? You can't give Tua a suspect offensive line, maybe a new coach, no Jalen Waddle, no Devon Achan. Like, you're not setting him up for success. You're setting him up for failure. So I like what they did. You do have some talent on this team. It's not altogether, it's not playoff caliber talent, and I don't think they're going to make the playoffs next year, just as when I thought they were going to win 9 games, I didn't think they were going to make the playoffs this year. But you can't just empty everything out and say, let's start again from ground zero. That makes no sense to me. So I like what they did at the trade deadline. By the way, let's not discount this either. Like I told you guys yesterday, Solana, for Buffalo, this was a classic trap game, right? They play Kansas City the week before. They play Tampa next week. And they could have come in here thinking, the Dolphins, we've beaten them 7 straight. They're down. We're going to come in here and roll them. We don't have to take it that seriously. Classic trap game, but still, the Dolphins kicked their butt. Let's not take anything from the Dolphins. That was their best game of the season. They actually played them decent in that 31-21 loss. You had Zach Sealer running into the kicker and Tua throwing that late interception. But, I don't think that the Dolphins would have served themselves by trading away Waddle or Achan. I think they did the right thing.
You think we'll get this type of performance from the Dolphins Sunday in Spain? Because it's been a schizophrenic team, right? The Atlanta game came out of nowhere, seemingly. The Baltimore game looked more like who we thought the Dolphins were. Then you have this game. Are you expecting that schizophrenic, look, or are you expecting that, hey, maybe this is where they kind of get it rolling and they'll handle their business Sunday morning?
I'm expecting that they're going to win. I'm not expecting they're going to play as well as they played yesterday, because they really played a good game. As much as I say they didn't do anything crazy, they were very efficient yesterday. I expect that they're going to win. I don't know if they're going to go on a 4-game winning streak and be 6-7 heading into that Pittsburgh game, right? Meaning beating Buffalo, beating Washington, beating New Orleans, and beating the Jets. But I do expect that they'll win, two of the next 3 games. That's what I think. And how they look, I don't know. I don't know if they're going to play clean, efficient football, or if they're going to win this week, 17-10 and have 8 penalties for 80 yards. I have no idea what to expect from this team as far as how they're going to play. But I do expect that they're going to beat Washington, who won't have Jaden Daniels.
And, Perk, something we were talking about earlier, when, like, this is a play-action team, Perk. Like, you see it.
Yep.
Waddle
yep.
eats. Tua eats. When it's play-action, he's moving. You really – play-action cuts the field in half is what it does. And now you have, more indecisive – decisions to make and all that stuff. But can they stick to that? Because Hawk was saying, which makes sense, if they can't run the ball, if Waddle's not going 70 in the first half, now there's no holes in the secondary. But if they just sit Tua back and 5 wide, that is not a formula for success. Like, how do we deal with not being able to run the ball if that was to come up in Spain?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contract. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
That's a good question, because, your margin of error is so small without Tyreek and without Darren Waller out there. HN and Waddle are ballers, but they need help, and that's not a negative. Like, pretty much everybody needs help, right? Whether you're a quarterback or a running back or a receiver or whatever, they do need HN and Waddle to be hitting. They do need that offensive line to be efficient and making their blocks and doing the thing. You know, they clear the way for HN to rush for 174 yards. Tua does not get sacked. He only got hit twice. So the run blocking and the pass protection were both on. And that's one aspect of this team that you were really shaky about with the James Daniels injury and the Austin Jackson injury and Jonas Avainaya kind of struggling there at left guard. They put it together yesterday, and I think that's what goes along with the play action is you need a decent game out of the offensive line. You don't need them all five to play like Pro Bowl players. You just need kind of what you got yesterday. And, again, I do think that that's repeatable. So, you know, Channon, if the play action isn't working, this offense is probably going to struggle. But if they can get the line blocking and they can get that run game going, off the top of my head, I want to say it was 31 runs and 22 passes yesterday. That's a formula that can work for this team.
Perk, Solana was saying to me before the show, hey, I'm back on the McDaniel train. People are feeling it a little bit. Whether the elbow room drive-by is true or not, they looked like they were having fun. They certainly didn't lay down and die for Mike McDaniel. Like, they were a vibrant team out there yesterday. What is the percentage of chance that Mike McDaniel is the head coach of the Miami Dolphins next season?
Ooh, I would say maybe 40%. So, you know, if this team finishes, what were the numbers? Let's see, they're 3-7. So if they go 4-3 the rest of the way, they finish 7-10. And so you ask yourself, in the grand scheme of things, four seasons under Mike McDaniel, one season you go 9-8, another you go 8-9, another you go 7-10. I don't think that that's good enough with this talent. I really don't. And I know everybody's got a high right now, and the Dolphins just played their best game of the season. But if you look big picture, there's still a lot of work to do for Mike McDaniel to return. So I'm not trying to rain on anybody's parade. I'm answering a question that was asked to me. I'm answering it honestly. I can't be that influenced by one game, even though that one game was how I think they should be playing all season. Again, to me, the goal for the season was winning a playoff game. It wasn't making the playoffs or finishing above 500. It remained winning a playoff game, and right now it looks like they're going to come up short of that goal. So let's wait and see. But I mean, it's definitely better than it was pregame, McDaniel's chances of coming back next season. So I'll put it maybe around 40% right now in my mind.
Hey, Park, there's an Arctic blast coming. We saw Herm Edwards on ESPN wearing a turtleneck. You got a turtleneck in the closet?
I got mock turtlenecks. I don't have any
mock tees. Yeah, mock tees.
Yeah.
So you don't go all the way. You don't go turtle, but you go. You give like a little nod to the cold. You go, I'm going to cover a little bit of my neck.
Yeah, and you know what? I have a long neck too, so I don't want to look like a giraffe out there. I'm looking like a black giraffe out there.
So
I kind of do the mock turtleneck and kind of give myself a little bit of a look there.
But I've been in Florida a long time. What do you need turtlenecks for? There's time, like you say, my neck is cold.
Arctic blast is coming. You got to be prepared.
I got a jacket on. I got a hat. Saying. Boy, my neck is cold.
I don't think I've ever worn a turtleneck down in South Florida. That's for when I travel. That's for the cold road games. I don't think I've I hope I've never worn a turtleneck down here in Florida.
But only the mock turtles. Evidence. Only the mock turtles, Perk. You know, never a full turtle.
And even that's rare. But yeah, only the mock. Only the mock.
I feel you. Yeah. No, it's an important conversation that needs to be had, I think, prior to the Arctic blast. No, I'm because
keep people's necks safe.
Well, Herm Edwards had a very chilly neck today, and the Arctic blast isn't even completely here. But he went full on turtle. And
look, Mama Perkins would have told me back in the day that's how you get a sore throat and all that kind of stuff. having your neck exposed. So.
Put your neck away, boy.
Chris Perkins, read his work in the Sun Sentinel. Thank you for making time for us, Perk.
All right, guys.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua, you can make Tua Tartar.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.